I'm Jillian Johnsrud, wife, mom of six, writer, speaker, and coach. Over the last 20 years, I've sought out the ideas, stories, and tools that helped me to become financially independent, to find work that I'm passionate about, and live with more intention. I know these will empower you on your journey. Welcome to Everyday Courage. Each season, I'm considering adding this new segment, a new short episode that I will lovingly title, I don't know, the Hot Mess Joy Club or something. Because while, you know, we're trying to be really intentional and we're trying to just really crush it and be awesome at life, some days we're not crushing it. And some days life just proves and doubles down on the fact that it is hard and messy and complicated. And no matter how great you're doing in one area, life is really great at reminding you that you are a total hot mess in another area of life in that moment. So I never want to give like a filtered version or just one side of the story, because while I have made a lot of progress and accomplished a few mile markers along the way, it has been a hot mess as well. It has been very clumsily falling in the right direction all along this journey. And I'm a firm believer if we don't laugh about it, we'll just cry. So I've just opted to laugh about it instead. And the reality, I don't know if you've ever just, you've been in one of those hot mess moments and you're like, maybe I'll just go on Instagram and see what everyone else is up to. And everyone's life is so blasting perfect. It just makes me feel worse. I'm like, I'm the only one that feels like a disaster today and wants to burn it all down. So in this cute little segment, to make you all feel better if you're having a hard day, I want to throw out a couple stories of how my life has been a hot mess. So for the first story, we'll pull way back in the archives. And by that, I mean last night. So I feel like I used to be a really organized and prepared human being. I don't know if you feel like that. Like way back in the day, you were on top of it and you had everything planned out. But the more and more kids that I've had and the more projects I've juggled, I just can't mentally work too far ahead. And last night was the classic case in that I didn't really know where I was staying for my Airbnb and I didn't know how to get there. And I just hadn't like checked in or looked at any of the rules. And my phone was at 4%. So I get in the car. I don't have a charger because I'm apparently just a hot mess and disorganized all over the place. But I have 4% to get to the Airbnb. It's only a couple miles. I'm like, okay, I got this. But as I'm driving, it's like 3%, 2%, and 1%. But thankfully, just as I pull into the driveway to my Airbnb, the phone shuts off. And I'm like, okay, well, at least I found the place. But at this point, I can't call my husband. I can't even get back to the studio because it's dark and it's the first time I've driven here. So I'm like, okay, it's fine. I take my suitcase. I go to the porch and I knock and ring the doorbell and nobody answers. I'm like, okay, whatever. And there's lights on. Like I can tell that people are in this house. So I unzip my suitcase, pull up my charger, and I'm sitting on their porch charging my phone. And I'd remembered reading something about like where to park in this Airbnb and I just wasn't sure. So I kind of am blocking their driveway. I'm like, I'll deal with it later. So it finally turns on. I have 2% and I'm trying to go through the check-in instructions. Okay, there's a little lockbox. So I try to remember the code and I go over and I can't find the lockbox. And I go back and I try to find the code and I go over and I'm putting the code into the lockbox, but it looks different, like they've upgraded it and the code's not working. And then I see a car pull out of the garage and drive past mine. And I'm like, well, that's kind of jerky of them. Like, let me into the Airbnb. And then I start to realize that the picture on the Airbnb is kind of different than the door. And then I realize that the house number on the Airbnb is not the house that I'm at. And I quickly have two realizations. One, I'm at the wrong house. Two, those people think I'm breaking into their house. They've driven away to go call the cops. So I do what every rational person would do. I quickly zip on my suitcase and I start running across their front lawn because at this point, I'm pretty convinced that they are going to call the police and I'm going to be arrested for trespassing. I don't know, attempting to break in. Yeah, so that was my first night in Virginia, of just the joy of being utterly unprepared and disorganized. But that is not all. Oh, no. Like, if there was just one disorganized, messy story in my life, that might be enough. But, of course, it's not.
We're going to take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsor. Our first sponsor is Drops. That's D-R-O-P-P-S. And it is a pod laundry detergent. And I put this stuff to the test. Over Christmas, my husband decided, in his own words, to give our little dog, Cheesy Taco, a little bit of chicken fat. I don't know if you've ever given dogs a little bit of chicken fat, but there's a very predictable outcome of this. We will call this the chocolate pudding slash hot cocoa outcome. And this chocolate pudding slash hot cocoa outcome ended up all over his cream-colored blanket in his kennel, which unfortunately we didn't actually notice right away because it also ended up all over our bedroom floor. So it kind of had set up. It was just as nasty as you can imagine, and dry and horrific. So I just used one of my Drops pods, and I used the unscented because this thing smelled like it would trigger a gag reflex. And I wanted to see, can it actually get all the pudding out? Can it get the smell out and restore the white color? And it was amazing. It came out so fresh, so clean. Cheesy Taco was very happy. And I think my husband learned his lesson because he was also the one that discovered chocolate pudding on the bedroom floor with his foot in the morning, which is like the best way to discover that your dog has left chocolate pudding on the floor. I really love these pods. They're eco-friendly. They don't use any plastic and they're super affordable, which is amazing. If you go to choosefi.com/drops, that's D-R-O-P-P-S, and you put in the coupon code COURAGE, you're going to get 15% off. Shipping is free. And if you offer the subscription, they will just mail these boxes of pods to you. No plastic. You'll get an extra 20% off, which can combine with your 15% off coupon. I would check it out. choosefi.com/drops.
In October, I hosted this amazing retreat in Montana, and it was so delightful, and my heart was just full. It was really amazing and beautiful, and we invited guest speakers, and one of the guest speakers was Mr. Money Mustache. And if you don't know a lot about him, he's a personal finance kind of FIRE writer, blogger. He's had probably 30 million visitors to his website, so he's a very well-known entity in that space. He was one of the guest speakers. His flight was delayed. So after the event, I took him to my house. Now, here's what you have to understand. If I travel for work, if for whatever reason my hubby is home watching the kids, we have a simple rule. He doesn't have to do anything other than just keep them alive. All obligations are off. All other like household life obligations are suspended until I get home. So I, knowing this, and he was like being really helpful during the event, I texted him like 15 minutes before we arrived. Like, by the way, Mr. Money Mustache is coming to our house. Please clean up. Now, to put this in context, think about someone who kind of does the thing that you do, but on a much bigger scale. So if you're really into playing guitar, imagine maybe Clapton. If you love writing, think maybe Anne Lamott. You know, if you loved her book, Bird by Bird, or Stephen King, who wrote On Writing. Just imagine who this person would be for you. That's similar to who Mr. Money Mustache could be in my life. So I invite him home into our house, and it doesn't look like a total disaster. I mean, it's not awesome, let's be real, but it's not like a tornado hit it either. But as soon as we walk through the door, I am assaulted by a smell. Now, our houses oftentimes each have their unique smell, and we don't really notice them, but I had been gone for a few days, and I walked in. This wasn't that. This was bad. And I look at my husband, and I'm like, oh my God, what smells? Like, what is happening here? And he's like, I don't know. I don't smell anything. And I'm panicked, like sweating, so uncomfortable, like kind of trying to apologize, not really acknowledge the gravity of the situation that's happening. I'm like walking through room to room, like, what has happened in our house? And apparently one of my kiddos really, really wanted their own pet. Like, the family pet wouldn't work. They needed their own pet. And so he had gotten two rats that my husband had not reminded him to change their cage. So our whole house smelled like rat pee and poop. And I just wanted to die. Like, I was so embarrassed. And so we decided to go out for a hike because I'm like, I can't do this. Like, I close my son's room. I open the window. I turn on my wax melter. I throw in a new cube. And almost even worse, when we get back from the hike, because now, like, the wax melter's working, we've aired it out a little bit. He walks in and he goes, "Oh, it smells nice in here now." And I just... So that happened. So I hope that is just a little nugget of encouragement. If you feel like you're having one of those days, feel like you're having one of those weeks, to know that, you know what, we don't have to be perfect to make progress. We just have to be a little bit more courageous every day because adventure awaits. If these ideas are what you needed today, hit subscribe. But if you want to go further, go to choosefi.com/courage. We created a workbook to walk you through this journey, to take these ideas and to transform them into action and results in your life. Invite a friend, your sister, a partner to join you on this adventure, and let's create your best year ever. Get your workbook at choosefi.com/courage. Let's do this together. Let's get started.